David, not too long after the final whistle, what's your thoughts on tonight's 1-0 reverse here in Oswestry?
Obviously, straight after, disappointing. Can't fault the effort and the attitude of the players. We started the game poorly, if I'm being honest. We couldn't get a foothold in the game for a while. We were on the back foot. We conceded probably too many corners. We probably looked a wee bit short of where we wanted to be. But we regrouped. We gallered again. We nearly took the lead before half time. I think it was double save or one off the line from Stevie Fallon and Matty Clark. And we got in at half time. We can see the disappointing thing leading the game, obviously having lost it, not only having losing the game, is the goal that we conceded was a poor goal. Too much time for the ball, something that we talked about, playing long diagonals or looking for the wide players. So to concede a goal in that manner is disappointing. But again, credit to players. I thought we reacted and responded. We were unlucky with some of the chances that we created. But I'm trying to be positive again with the players in the dressing room, that we still believe, that the players still believe, that there's an incredible opportunity next Wednesday, that we can not only win the game but progress in the next round.
When you watch the game back, you will take a lot of positives from the chances that we did create, and we did create right across the game. So there's plenty of reason for optimism for next week.
Yeah, again, the players are disappointed in the dressing room, naturally, when you lose a game, especially with the effort that we put into the game and some of the opportunities that we had in the game. But it's my job as a manager again next week. We'll have 4 or 5 training sessions in between. We'll have the game on Saturday. Again, to prepare for what will be a huge game for us. We've lost the battle tonight. You lose battles sometimes along the way, but the big one's next week, that we still firmly believe that we're more than capable of progressing.
I mean, this is always going to be a tight game, 50-50, not much between the two teams, and that's the way it panned out over the course of the night. And next week promises to be another tight, close, evenly contested game.
Yeah, it was, and again, when the draw was made, we said, and I read some of the bits that their manager and others had said, that it was a good opportunity for them to play us, to progress. So it was a 50-50 game. I think tonight, as our start didn't help us in the game tonight, but as I say, the players reacted and responded, and we got ourselves back into the game and created some good opportunities, which unfortunately tonight we didn't take. But if they do arrive next Wednesday night, hopefully somebody will take one or two of the opportunities.
It's the old cliche about it being only half time in the tie, and we're only 1-0 down, and on the grass of Windsor Park with the Linfield crowd behind us, hopefully we can overturn that 1-0 half time deficit.
Yeah, we still believe in the dressing room. Again, this is I know the pitch looks well. It's only been laid 5-6 weeks, so it's still sort of in the bedding in process. That's not to say it made any great difference, but again, it's a tough enough pitch to play on at times. Windsor, we know every inch and yard of it, and we'll need to make sure that not only with a big Linfield crowd behind us, supporting us and backing us, that the players are ready, and we can go and take the game to TNS next week.
Another positive was a competitive first team debut for our new signing, Robbie McDade. He looked sharp and lively up front, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought he was good tonight. Again, led the line. And again, when you pick a team tonight, there's naturally, again, going to be one or two disappointed that they haven't started. But I thought the subs, when they come on, they give us the spark and the energy that we needed. So players coming on the pitch tonight, with others on the bench who, again, will be disappointed not to get any minutes. But we needed to make sure that we were still in the tie. There was one or two little edgy moments. I don't think Chris had too much to do as a goalkeeper, apart from pick the ball out of the net. So we'll watch it again, we'll reassess, we'll pick a strong team next week, and we'll take the game to TNS.
All the very best for the return and the return journey home and the return game next week, David.
Cheers, Andy.